This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine announced a high-profile prisoner swap after months of efforts to free Ukrainian fighters. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
On a blustery evening somewhere in Ukraine, many of the released prisoners are greeted by embraces and a cry of glory to heroes. Many of these men were fighters who defended a steel plant in Mariupol during a long Russian siege. In exchange, Ukraine gave up an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, a Ukrainian oligarch and pro-Russian opposition leader Viktor Medvedchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his government had won freedom from Russian custody for 215 Ukrainian and foreign citizens. Zelensky also said that many of the fighters in custody were facing the death penalty. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pro-Moscow authorities in Ukraine's Russian-controlled regions are preparing to hold referendums starting Friday on becoming part of Russia, which then could allow Moscow to escalate the war in defense of the annexed territory. The votes are planned in the Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Donetsk regions, although Ukraine and its Western allies have called them sham referendums and have no plans to recognize the outcome as legitimate. Hurricane Fiona is moving closer to Bermuda after causing several deaths and leaving many people without power in Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Fiona is expected to make its closest approach to Bermuda overnight into early Friday, with significant impacts from wind, storm surge, and heavy rainfall, according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Iran said on Thursday it saw no point reviving a 2015 nuclear pact without guarantees the United States would not withdraw again unless UN inspectors close probes of Tehran's atomic program, a stance a U.S. official rejected as unreasonable. Months of indirect talks between Iran and U.S. President Joe Biden's administration appeared near revival in March in Vienna, but negotiations broke down over obstacles such as Iran demanding the United States provide guarantees that no future president would abandon the deal and the International Atomic Energy Agency guarantees. One person was killed and two others wounded in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Thursday during a demonstration against the M23 rebel group, according to local officials. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Civil society groups staged the rally in North Kivu province to protect the army's perceived inaction against the M23, which has captured swaths of territory since the summer. A mostly Congolese Tutsi group, the M23 first leapt to prominence in 2012 when it briefly captured North Kivu's capital of Goma before being driven out. M23 rebels resumed fighting in late 2021 after lying dormant for years. They've since seized territory across North Kivu, including the strategic town of Bunagana on the Ugandan border. Congo has repeatedly accused its smaller Central African neighbor, Rwanda, of backing the M23, although Kigali denies the charge. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Pentagon is providing new food and housing programs for troops. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Pentagon has unwrapped a number of new programs aimed at helping service members who are struggling with housing shortages, higher rents, steep food prices, and living expenses as they move from base to base. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the efforts, which include discounted groceries at commissaries, expanded child care, and helping spouses find work. Austin also ordered increases in the basic housing allowance in 28 areas where rent has spiked more than 20% above current allowances. With growing competition from corporations seeking to hire young people in the tight job market, the military services are struggling to meet their recruiting goals. I'm Norman Hall.
And the U.S. military said it had killed 27 fighters from the Al-Shabaab militant group in an airstrike in Somalia's central Haran region, where the Army and allied forces have launched an offensive against the insurgent in the last month. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.